Hello, and welcome to Me Time. This is a time of day for you to tune within, to nourish and nurture your body, your mind, your emotions, and your spirit. This is truly a gift for yourself. So allow yourself this time and this gift that is just for you. In this section today, we are going to be running Earth energy, powerful energy that comes from the center of Gaia. So would you take a breath with me? And without changing anything, would you put your awareness on your grounding cord, that straight line and coil that is attached to the first chakra that has the purpose of siphoning off any thoughts and emotions that do not belong to you. For those of you who are new to this work, you can attach a grounding cord by simply visualizing a tree trunk if you like. I always teach my students to just visualize a beam of light that's about 2 feet long, and then reach out with your non-dominant hand and grab the top of that beam of light. And then plug it into your first chakra, which is right at the coccyx, your tailbone. Drop it. And now with your imagination, would you create a coil around that beam of light, that straight line? The straight line siphons off thoughts that are not yours, and the coil siphons off emotions that are not yours. And next, would you invite Gaia, the Earth Mother, to come down to the bottom of that grounding cord, and she's going to pull it right down to the center of the earth, specifically where she needs fertilizer. And then by your right hand, there is a flip switch and a dial. Would you flip your grounding cord to the on position? And then move the dial to full release. And now, would you take a breath? That breath brings you into present time, present moment. And just breathe out, allowing all that is not you to simply slide down that grounding cord. And just notice if there's an ease and a flow in that release. And if it feels like there's a little bit of a struggle, you give the command to that grounding cord to widen. Personally, I like to have my grounding cord be 3 times larger than anything I'm getting ready to release. You'll notice that we do a lot of things in 3, and that is because it is the first platonic solid, 3, triangle. So take another breath. And if your eyelids happen to be open, would you simply breathe your eyelid closed? We're not going into trance. We're simply breathing our eyelids closed, staying very present, very aware. Would you give yourself permission to take a little journey? And on your next breath, would you simply follow me down to the center of Gaia, to the center of the earth? One breath. And as you look around, you'll notice that there's a lot of new grass, new flowers, new butterflies, new caterpillars. There's new animals here, babies, all the babies are here. There's a beautiful lake. And in the center of the lake, there is a crystal platform. Just notice. Another time we'll actually go to that crystal platform. But today you're just noticing the beautiful lake. Look around and look at the waterfalls. Look at the new, the freshness, the beauty that's here at the center of Mother Earth, Gaia. We are coming here with an intention to bring some of this beautiful, brand new, life-giving, vibrant earth energy up into your body. So look around. What attracts you? Is there a color that you're being drawn to? Is there a flower, a scent? Is there a particular animal that attracts you? That says, come over here. I would like to gift you some of my energy that is found here at the center of the earth. Beauty. Vibrant. Joy. Happy. Peace. Light. This is such a beautiful place to be. Now, would you reach out and grab as much in your hands as you possibly can of that color or butterflies? Butterflies are so light and dainty and just joy. And reach out and grab whatever you are being attracted to. Big handfuls of that. And now look right above you. And right above you, you will see the soles of your human feet. Would you place those big handfuls of earth energy that you have and place it right on the bottoms of your feet? And breathe, allowing that earth energy, that vibrant beauty, that peaceful, calm earth energy that you grabbed with your hands and placed right on the soles of your feet. Would you simply allow your feet to absorb that earth energy? Filling in the bottom of the foot, the top of the foot, all the way up to the ankles. You may feel a tingling in your feet, a warmth. It might be cool. There's no right or wrong here. You're simply allowing that earth energy to come into the feet. And now from your feet, give the command for that energy to move from the ankle up into the knee. There's a channel up the leg. And if you're feeling a little tight, you can give a command to that leg channel to open up 10% more. So that energy is coming into the feet, up into the ankle, up all the way up to the knee. There's a little energy wheel called a chakra in the knee. And it's just allowing the energy to be refined so that the body can absorb this earth energy. And now from the knee, give the command for this energy to move up into the hip area, into the chakras, the energy centers in the hip area. And breathe. And now allow that energy to flow into the first chakra and back down the grounding cord, back down into the center of the earth, forming a loop. And take a breath. Would you grab another big handful of that beautiful energy and again place it on your feet, allowing that energy to move into the ankles, the feet, the ankles, up into those leg channels, up into the knee, up into the hip area, and flowing back down the grounding cord. And we're going to do this loop one more time. Grab another big handful of this earth energy. Place it on your feet and give your command to the leg channels to open up another 10%. Giving it plenty of room to flow up into your feet, your ankles, the calves, the quadriceps, up into that hip joint. And any excess is now going to go down the grounding cord. A nice, beautiful loop that comes from the center of the earth up into your first chakra. back down into the earth, releasing what is not you. And take a breath. And now would you put your awareness right at that first chakra that sits at the tailbone, that coccyx. And there's a beautiful, beautiful glowing ball, if you will, a supply of earth energy that is sitting right at that first chakra. Would you now give the command for that earth energy to begin to move up into the body? So we're going to move it from the first chakra that sits at the tailbone up into the second chakra, which sits about 2 to 3 fingers below your belly button. Take a breath. And now move that energy from the second chakra up into the third chakra that sits about 2 fingers above your belly button. And breathe. And now give the command for that energy to move from the third chakra up into the fourth chakra, which sits right in the center of your heart. And breathe it up into the fifth chakra that sits in the center of your throat. Ah, lovely breath. And breathing it from the fifth chakra up into the sixth chakra, which is your third eye in the center of your head. And now breathing it from the sixth chakra up to the seventh chakra, which is at the crown, allowing that energy to flow out of the seventh chakra and fountaining out around you like a big shower, but 360 degrees around you. And any residue is going to pool around you, going down the grounding cord back down into the center of the earth. And we're going to complete 3 passes here, and each pass we're going to expand a little bit more. So again, would you bring that energy up into the earth, from the earth into your feet, from your feet up into the leg channels, up into that first chakra, moving from the first chakra to the second, right below your belly button. And from the second into the third, a few fingers above the belly button. From the third into the fourth in the heart center. And now from the fourth, bring it up into that fifth chakra, and we're going to split out some of that energy. We're going to allow it to come down your shoulders and out your hands, down your arms, out your hands. And then the rest of that is going to move from the fifth chakra up into the sixth chakra. And from the sixth chakra up into the seventh chakra, fountaining out around you. And breathe. And now let's do the third pass. You can either bring the energy directly from the earth up into your legs, or you can just take it from that first chakra, bringing it up into the second, into the third, from the third into the fourth, from the fourth up into the fifth, splitting out, coming down your hands, with the rest of it coming up into the sixth in the center of your head. And now coming up into the seventh chakra. And this time, instead of fountaining out, would you bring that energy right down the back of your head into the top of the spine? There are 4 back channels, 2 on the left of the spine and 2 on the right of the spine. Would you allow this third pass of energy now to come from the seventh chakra down the back of the head and splitting out into those 4 channels, 2 on the left, 2 on the right of the spine, and they're going to come behind the body now, behind the chakras. So they're going to come behind the fifth, behind the fourth, behind the third, behind the second, behind that first, and right into the first, back down the grounding cord. Take a breath and just notice the differences in your body as you're running earth energy. Notice what you notice. How does it feel? So how does the energy feel in your body, and how do you feel right now running earth energy? So now that you've done this the first time and you are most likely in your home, go outside. Have your feet be on the grass. Have your feet be in water. Have your feet be on a rock. Different places where you can just put the soles of your feet while you run earth energy. Do it often. This is a gift to you. Have a wonderful time running earth energy. Have a wonderful time taking time out for yourself and enjoying me time. Until we meet again, namaste. This is Dr. Nadine. Have a great day.